morning.
Good morning, sir. To go down the other items of the list and then go back to 19, is that okay with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, well then let's go to item number 29. I have some cards and some.
Item number 29, project number WP399, Noise Park, Pulaski Park Amenities Replacement, page 92.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. This particular project is in regards to the indoor pools proposal as far as an option for closing indoor pools, Noise and Pulaski, demolition, and replacement with other park amenities. And I have Mr. Jim Keegan here if he's more familiar with the project and if you have any questions.
Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you. And good morning, Mr. Keegan and Director Dargle. I just had a really quick question, and I guess the subject keeps coming up. The deep well pools versus the splash pads. And I'm curious as to whether or not the Parks Department does a community survey of some kind. Do you send flyers out or postcards out and ask people in the neighborhood, what do you prefer? Because I know that I feel blessed because in my district I do have a deep well pool, which is Kosciuszko. It gets the second highest utilization of any pool in the county. We added a splash pad, though, to Clark Square Park, which was a small park. It didn't have any type of water amenity before that. The kids really liked the splash pad. But if I was to say to the kids, which one would you rather do? Would you rather go to the splash pad or would you rather go to the pool? It's going to be resoundingly that they would rather go to the pool. So that's my first question. My second question is in regards to the cost. And so you're proposing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, $2.6 million worth of renovations to these pools to turn them into something else or to deconstruct them. And the cost to fix the pools is $1.6 million. So then how do you justify that? I'm not familiar with the area around Noise Park, so I'm going to just come right off the cuff and say that. Unfortunately, I'm sure it's awesome. I am familiar with Noise Pool, however, because I know that a lot of the seniors and a lot of the groups that work with our disabled children and adults take them to Noise Pool to use that pool for their exercise and their therapy and things like that. I also know that as part of the master plan for Mitchell Park, we would love to add some type of skateboarding amenity, as well as I know at Walker Square Park, when we empty the kiddie pool, the kids use that for skateboarding. So I know skateboarding is wildly popular. There is a skateboard park, which many people don't know about, right off of St. Paul Avenue on 26th Street, right as you're getting off the freeway. If you were to go straight instead of turning to get to the domes, you would be at the skateboard park. I don't know what type of attendance the skateboard park has. And so I'm just kind of wondering what kind of research do you do in regards to making these recommendations to us on the board? Thank you.
Mr. Keegan.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Jim Keegan from the Parks Department. As related to your first question, when we take a look and do we do surveys and that, we've taken a look at what our costs are and what our revenues are and our operating budgets. We've done a lot of investment in marketing of the indoor pools, different things like that, trying to rejuvenate those. But as for public input, when we go through a design process for doing a splash pad, for doing, a new facility, we will have public meetings and show conceptual designs and take input from the general public on things that they would like to see there. And that's would be part of the process that we would go through for both Noyes and Pulaski, is to go out and have general public meetings with conceptual designs of what the splash pad would be and what the skate park would ultimately look like. We would, you know, bring in hire consultants, bring them on, and go through that process.
Okay, so you have not done anything, just to clarify. So you haven't done anything to this point that would identify the residents in the area of Pulaski Pool being more interested in a splash pad versus a pool?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, we have not done any community survey like that.
Okay. And the same thing can be said for Noyes Pool. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
As for the capital investment, when you talk about, you know, the $2.5 million in this request versus the investment in there, when you take a look at what the overall operational costs are on an annual basis, which is approximately $400,000 of tax levy to operate the two pools, and the $1.6 million addresses the high need investment in those two facilities, of which we have high, medium, and low-ranked capital needs in those, and as time moves forward, those mediums will become high, and those lows will become medium, and ultimately there will be, you know, a significant investment of approximately $4.2 million over the next, you know, 2 to 5 years, somewhere in that range. And so when you prorate out, you know, the annual tax levy contribution of what, you know, we would need to continue to put into those indoor pools versus what we're proposing, the splash pad is approximately, you know, $15,000 to $20,000 annually for chemicals and staffing. We'll take a look at what the skateboard park is. You know, we'll want to have some staffing there to make sure that it's being monitored and people are playing appropriately and being responsible in that. And so there is a significant savings to the county by going this route.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I just want to, and with all due respect, I just think that sometimes when we evaluate projects and when we talk about closures, we have to take a look at the overall impact to the community that those closures will have. And I don't think that anybody, and at least my colleagues sitting at this table, expect that our pools and community centers and other things are necessarily going to ever be self-supportive. We understand that we do put tax levy into them, but we also understand that by doing that, we are providing a great service for the community. The issue that I have in regards to the closure of the indoor pools is that it's twofold. First, obviously, is that I do believe that we're taking a vital resource away from indigent seniors and, again, our disabled populations who can't necessarily afford to go to the Y or who can't afford to go to the WAC to get their exercise. And, you know, they really rely on the pools. Is there some way that we can, you know, expand upon that so that we're encompassing more people, so that we're creating greater revenue? I don't know, but I sure would like to take a look at that. The other issue that I have is that splash pads generally are for smaller kids. What about the big kids? If you've ever driven past Pulaski Pool in the summer, then you know that there is there's a waiting line. I mean, kids are standing, it looks like a club. The kids are standing outside waiting to get into that pool, hoping that two people will jump out so they can send two more people in. And so that's an issue for me. The same thing with Kosciuszko Pool. There's always a line of kids waiting to get into that pool. And so if I was looking at, if I was taking that into consideration, I would say, where will these kids go if they're not going to be going into these pools in the summer? And where are they going to go? They're going to go other places, and they'll find other things to entertain themselves with, which will ultimately end up costing us as a community money, whether it's because they choose to vandalize garages or whether because they're loitering or, what you know, and scaring people, elderly people from coming out of their houses. You know, it's where do these kids go? And so we at CASI, and you know this, during the summer run as much as 9 day camps. And again, it's all prohibitive of the age of the child. If you take a look at the kids that are coming out of Kosciuszko Park pool, they're, you know, 12 and up, because that's really what they have to do during the summer. And it's the same thing with the indoor pools. And so, again, that's, you know, that's my concern is what are we, what alternatives are we offering? The seniors who are currently using Noyes Pool will not come back and use the skateboard park. Neither will the disabled, and neither will the disabled will the disabled individuals. Luigi Schmidt might, but I don't know. You know, the same thing with the seniors that are using Pulaski Pool. They're not going to come back and use the splash pad, no matter how much fun it is, and they are fun. And in fact, I don't believe they'd be allowed to. We have an attendant over at Clark Square that monitors the age of the kids that are using that splash pad. And so that for me, again, coupled with the fact that we're going to put more money into renovating these spaces than we would actually put into fixing them, is just a little troublesome for me. So thank you for hearing me out. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisors Cohen and Supervisor Cohen.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think we had a lengthy discussion on this issue the other day, so hopefully this won't be as lengthy. I know we have some people from the public who want to speak, but I think we're also here. I'm glad that at least somebody came. But I just wanted to clarify. So, Mr. Dargle, Mr. Keegan, this was not in your original recommended budget to the county executive, was it?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Cohen, no, it was not part of our recommended budget to the county executive.
And when were you first made aware of this proposal?
I don't recall the date, but it was within a month of or weeks within my relocation here.
So about when was that? I'm not asking for a specific, just about when. I mean, just...
I believe it was August, because I provided a memo. I'm going to use the memo that I provided to the county executive, sort of that starting time. I believe it was August that I've submitted some facts that the county executive's office was looking for as far as our statistics go and the data that we collected for both Noyes and Pulaski.
Now, did either you or Mr. Keegan express an opinion as to whether you thought this was a good idea to close these pools?
There's been lengthy studies, analysis over the last 13 years regarding our pools and our aquatic situation. So we were using that sort of as a base, as well as providing the information. I understood the cost to maintain those facilities, and I understood the reinvestment that needed to be required to keep those pools going. In my experience, I provided to the county executive, as far as my experience goes with the aquatic trends, that the standalone deep well pools are lose money, and that you should add things to it to attract more people, families, more activities there, like health and fitness or other water features there. So I just provided him based on my experience. I would admit that I was on the fence on this for back and forth for several days, but then was supportive of the county executive's recommendation that we at least make that proposal based on the facts that we provided.
And then based on the public input we've had to date, do you still support closing these pools?
Well, as I said in my opening statement, that either we are in it and we should invest in it, or we get out. And
what's your recommendation? I'm asking you, what do you support closing these pools, yes or no?
I don't have enough information at this point to provide my analysis, because much like Supervisor Peggy Roma West mentioned, I haven't been involved in any surveys or public input process for that. And as I mentioned in my opening statement, is that we do need a needs assessment, much like other supervisors mentioned, have a capital improvement plan that shows over the next 10 years, 20 years, where we should be making investments. So I think there needs to be more discussion at. I hear loud and clear from supervisors as well as citizens that have given my office a call that there is a need, but there's also other options available in the community too.
So you feel you don't have enough information to take a position on whether or not these pools should be closed, but within the next couple of weeks, we're going to be asked to take that position. What information are we going to get in the next couple of weeks, either from you or from the administration, that's going to help us make that decision? I mean, if you were sitting on this side of the table, you'd have to take a yes or no vote. And I'm asking you what vote you would take, or what you would ask, what you would recommend us to take.
Well, based on the budget parameters that I'm working with and the cost savings and the long-term look at the pool situation, I would say that the facts and the data that we've provided would lean more towards a prudent decision in closing those pools.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Jersey.
Well, there is actually some other information since we're talking about capital. In terms of our planning for Pulaski, there's in the 2015 capital, there's a $216,000 projected expense for a pool mechanical room. And the reason I'm pointing that out is with regard to this whole issue of ongoing maintenance and the expected costs, the only thing that was in the long-range plan for Pulaski was that one expense. So it doesn't seem to match with the information we're getting on this, continued expense for this pool. And, of course, we had tried to put $6 million into these pools, which was then used for O'Donnell. I just want to point that out because there was planning for 2015 in there. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor. Dr. Colton.
Thank you, Chairman. Just one brief thing. When we made this decision, it wasn't in isolation. There's cities and counties around the country that are struggling with the same kinds of issues, and increasingly indoor pools are being replaced with things like splash pads around the country. So this is not just us doing this. This is a trend to move towards amenities that are more sustainable, cheaper to maintain, and things like that.
Can we get a copy of that research?
Dr. Colton, Supervisor Roman-West wanted to know if we could have a copy of the research that you've done as it relates to other jurisdictions and other...
Thank you.
Indoor pools. Thank you. Mr. Masterson.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. In response to the Pulaski mechanical room item in the 2015 five-year plan, that was an error on my fault that should have been removed once this project was actually given the included in the county executive's budget. So that was an error on my part, should have been removed. I apologize for that.
Mr. Masterson, I can appreciate candor,
a lot of errors,
but on the other hand, we've had about five or six errors, one of which was attributed to the controller, but the others attributed to DAS. And we as policymakers have to have information. We have to have correct information.
It's in the back here. Wait, you have to go in the long
way. We have to have information. And for whatever is given to us, then we respond to that. We make a determination as to how we think about whatever is presented to us. And then we come up with questions, ask for more information, or just make a decision given the information that we've got. So in this particular case, if you're saying that was an error, is it an error given that there is information on pages 92 and 93 that contradict that? Or are you saying it's an error because it wasn't taken out?
Chairman, Supervisors, given the fact that the county executive's budget included those projects on page 93, the mechanical pool room would not need to be included in the 15 budget since you're basically demolishing and putting up another amenity. So going through that, that was an oversight on my part in the 2015 portion that should have been pulled out. If the project, through board action, through the budget process, if this project is taken out, the 14 project, then the pool mechanical room would still be included in the 15 capital improvement plan.
Supervisor Jersey, did you have a response?
I actually think it shows how late in the game that decision was made, because that planning was going forward, and I just I'm not so sure this is well thought out from the beginning. And as I said, I was someone that hadn't made a decision on this, but thank you. I won't say any more.
Thank you. Supervisor Broderick and Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was interested in Ms. Colton's response. Using other systems as the benchmark, I wonder if any research has been done on what those other systems have done to provide access to pools for those with disabilities who use those pools for therapy, as is the case with many of the users here.
Chairman, I'm going to send you a document after this meeting that outlines other options in our community between Milwaukee Public Schools and other community pools that are low cost and have access for people with disabilities and include classes and other interactive options.
But Dr. Colton, and we can appreciate that, but with respect to marketing, there have to be definite efforts to market, to get the word out, to have community meetings. You have to consult with supervisors, unless the county executive staff is going to set something up, and then ask or at least inform supervisors that he and his staff or he or his staff would be in our districts to talk to people about such efforts. All that has to happen. I mean, I understand this is a financial budget, a financial statement. And we have to deal with the statement. But we also are in the real world in as much as these persons are our constituents. And I can refer back to Moody Pool, and that certain things are going to happen as it relates to getting the information out. That's very important. But Moody Pool is by the wayside with respect to what I wanted to see happen. So we'll appreciate the information, but there has to be a connection between letting people know on your part where these amenities are and try to get or work with us to try to get people to get there. That has to come first. And as Supervisor Jerzyk has indicated, it's late in the game with respect to that, but we would appreciate the information.
Mr. Chair. Could I have a follow-up, if I may? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The alternate facilities, the map of which was given to us in the executive budget, these facilities were unnamed. They were identified by location only. There was no indication of the hours of use, the policies governing their use and admission. So I found that information relatively useless without a compendium of additional information. It might have helped reinforce the argument that seemed to be being made. The question I think goes unanswered is what other jurisdictions have done. If they're going to be used as an example for closure, then I'd like to know, too, at least in a general sense, how they dealt with the kinds of problems that we'll be struggling with were these pools to be closed in terms of the disabled who use them. And we've seen testimony galore on this, the people who use them on a regular basis for therapy who can't afford private health clubs.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt and Haas.
I guess just a short comment that was on the previous. I know we're going to get so much more on this, so we should all probably be brief. But the the general philosophy, I think, you know, again, for planning, deep well pools are the dinosaurs. I know, and that's the case. We've been moving for years. I mean, we had to close Hoyt because it was, you know, just infrastructure was going so bad. And I found that out, by the way, a couple weeks before the season started, that Hoyt would be closed. And then luckily for private development and some people stepping forward, we'll be able to put Schultz Pool in. And so, you know, we've done some wonderful things. But, you know, we all understand, you know, from a perspective there, but I think always the rule of thumb is if a community or a group loses something, that they get something in its place. I mean, I think that's always been the rule of thumb. If a community or a sector of our community loses something that's very important to them, we replace it in some kind of like kind if we can't do exactly the same thing. But in this case, I mean, splash pads and parks, skateboarding parks, are not replacements for the sector of the society. I mean, I don't want to, you know, I'm not making fun of this either. I'm serious. And, you know, that we have obligations to different sectors of our community, and the seniors certainly being one, that this is not an adequate replacement for. And I think that's what complicates, and along with Supervisor Jurczyk, I think, in thinking about this too, I mean, you know, I'm looking at, you know, I want to save monies and we want to look at things, but, you know, we kind of have an obligation here to make sure a sector of our community certainly does have something. I mean, there are no other indoor pools if we close them in, so we don't replace them with anything else. So that's what makes this particular, I mean, you know, I think you gentlemen there understand, you weren't obviously consulted on the decision, so you got to be good soldiers and go along like we see many people do. But, you know, we have to replace it with something, and wise or private, I mean, we have a county responsibility in these areas. And so I think we're all probably getting on the same page on this. But I think that's the point. You know, we always have, I think, some kind of need to replace in like kind, and to make sure a sector of our community is not left out. And then we have to plan to make sure, and maybe it is, again, trying to, you know, market it better, again, make sure it's safe. Maybe that's part of the marketing. We have to charge a little more, just like we've done in other areas, so it can help this. But I presume that's all coming. You will not hear from me on this anymore. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor House?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a choice here, to be followers or leaders. I know there's other pools around the country that have closed, and they've gone with other less expensive options. And that would leave our citizens, our constituents, with choices too. Do I join am I a senior citizen who joins the $47 a month membership, or maybe the $53 membership with Wisconsin Athletic Club? Yeah, the Y, that was only $47. That's an option, right? No. I'm frankly getting really tired of being told we need to do what other municipalities around the country, other counties that have no structural resemblance or needs compared to Milwaukee County. I'm tired of that. Do we follow or do we lead? Leading sometimes requires spending a little bit of money, which I think in the long run is a much better choice for all the people that we've cut out if we close this. I'm done. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Madam Chairwoman, did you have something to offer?
Thank you. No, thank you. I'm not going to say a whole lot, too, because I was able to give a testimony there, David. I really appreciate it. And I think you can see there's overwhelming support on the county board. When we talk about the public and citizen input, my office has been flooded with phone calls and emails, and we have a big meeting tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at Pulaski Indoor Pool. Mr. Dargle has said he'll be there, which I really appreciate, which will essentially serve as a citizen survey of people who use the amenities and the pools. So I just urge you to continue your conversation. Of course, you know, Mr. Chairman, that I will be bringing in an amendment. The last thing I want to mention is I appreciate Supervisor Jurczyk and her keen eye there showing that error. But I think what's more important, and you've already discussed it, is that there is more than enough money in the capital budget projected for demolition as well as the construction of these two splash pad and skate park to deal with the high priority maintenance. Yes, we're going to have an outstanding maintenance bill throughout the years, but I would urge you to look at the history. Has the Parks Department consistently requested funding for this maintenance? What were the requests for this year prior to the time that we were exposed to of the decision to closure? I mean, if there's not a true dedication and spirit to keep these facilities open, will there be a dedication to the investment in the infrastructure as well as the marketing? I hope this will be the year that we turn that corner and that we invest in the maintenance, we invest in the marketing, and we don't have to be here having the same conversation again. So, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm interested to know if the administration or the Parks Department assessed other pools and are looking to close other pools in the future. Is this a trend like the country is doing?
Chairman, as part of our facilities planning, we're always looking at the facilities we have and making sure we get the best use out of it.
So are you looking to close other pools in the future?
Not at this time. Every year it's a new budget and we have to look at new considerations, so I can't speak to future year budgets.
Okay, for this budget, are these the only two pools that you look at to close?
Yes, those are the only two in the budget.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. I do recommend that you go to the community and speak to the community and hear from them regarding the closure of pools. I know you're new, but in Milwaukee County, that's what we do. We go to the people and we talk to the people and get their input. For example, the last pool last year, we spoke about Moody Pool. We went to the community, went to Moody Pool, and we spoke to them, and they overwhelmingly were against the closure, but according to finances, again, we had to make the prudent move. But in Milwaukee County, we talk to the people, and we get the people's input. For this particular project, I will not be supporting closing the pools. Okay? Thank you.
Any other comments from supervisors? I have three cards. Karen Bradley, Patricia L. Joseph, and Cheryl Gumba. If you'd come forward.
My name is Karen Bradley. I live at 9600 West Debbie Lane. Mr. Chairman and supervisors, I did get an opportunity to speak Friday, so I don't want to be repetitive. However, they have asked me to kind of be the point person for our protest about closing Noyce Pool, and one of our persons wrote a letter, and I promised her that I would share it with you today. And she gave it a title, Pleasures Are But a Few. It seems that Ablees County government wants to close Noyce Pool again. Just finding this out 1.5 weeks ago when watching the TV news. Now this week it is going to be put on the agenda October 11th to cut the two indoor pools in Milwaukee. It seems they plan to revamp the Noyce Pool on the northwest side to a skateboarding area and a splash pool at Pulaski Pool. Unfortunately, the county board will lose more than money. They claim the cost to demolish the area is $2 million, yet the cost to fix both pools is $1.5 million. Does this include the grounds around the golf course? If they look at the use benefits and pleasure people get from swimming, the cost cannot be measured. Many senior men and women, seniors 60, 70, 80, up to 90 years old, use the pool as that is all they can afford financially, and they benefit from the exercise, not including the flexible hours that are available. Not all senior citizens have insurance that covers the Y. People that have had orthopedic surgery and the obese can feel comfortable with that type of exercise and the warm feelings they receive when they enter and not feel intimidated. The pool also has had mentally challenged adults that use the pool from group homes, that is the Sunshine Group, Home, and others. Not to mention a place for children to learn how to swim or for those who belong to swim clubs and high schools that don't have a pool to use. Yet the county wants to take away health benefits to all and a means for the young to learn how to swim safely in the water. The USA is concerned about health, but yet the county wants to close a benefit that leads to improved health. I question the number demographically that will use skateboarding. This Northwest side is funded by the ones that use the pool with taxes and are purchasing a ticket to use the pool. The adults are paying the taxes. I think one needs to relook at the demographics in the north and northwest side of Milwaukee. This type of sport is not common in the north northwest side of Milwaukee. I see mostly basketball. If that is built, I feel the open area will lead to artistic talents, that is graffiti. I'm sure this may not affect the board members because they have other means to exercise. But they need to think about the lower and middle income people. They may not have enough money for swimming. The money is slowly chopped away that one has, not to mention the cost of the loss of jobs and cost to revamp. As Jay Miller wrote on September 29, 2013 in the Journal Sentinel paper, Milwaukee County residents can be assured at the end of the process their property tax bills for the county portions, at least, will go up. Please think of the impact all around and not the money. People that use the pool would pay more. Milwaukee is the only county that has two indoor pools that can be used 12 months out of the year and do, even in cold summers. What are you thinking? A pool user. And this comes from Lori Marshall, who is a third shift worker, a nurse who comes and does the water aerobics three times a week. Okay. In closing, I would just like to say I attended our supervisor's meeting last night, and she shared with us a survey, which she said was mailed to 10,000 households, but nobody in the meeting had received one. So she said she received a couple hundred back. And if she's using the information that she received from the survey, it's very skewed. And I'm glad that we have the support of the county supervisors. I thank you for it. And I would like to say that the community, I collected a number of petitions. I already gave them to be copied, and I have a few more here. But this tells the real story. This doesn't. Okay? And I don't know if I have rights when I walk into Noy's pool or if I can post a sign, an informational sign about the closing of Noy's pool, but the pool director, park director, apparently doesn't think I do and made the employees take the signs down. So I don't know if that was right or if it was an infringement on my rights. So I don't know. Thank you.
Supervisor Cohen?
I just had a quick question and a comment. I received an email today from someone saying, how can you supervisors consider closing these pools? And in the letter, didn't seem to quite understand. The public needs to be made aware. This is County Executive Abley who has made this proposal. Mm-hmm. And I know you understand that. Mm-hmm. I think you need to get that message out to the public that the board hasn't done this, whether it's their individual supervisor. He has asked to do this. He wasn't asked by his parks department to do it. Apparently the idea came from him in his office one day. Parks director came here and said, no, I didn't recommend that in the budget. Mm-hmm. So this is County Executive Abley's idea. Mm-hmm. So when we get letters, emails, I think, and I would ask that you get make sure that the public is aware that this is the executive's proposal. It's now with the board. We may take different action than what he proposes. But I don't want my constituents, I don't think people at this table who maybe don't support this proposal, to walk around thinking, well, I'm trying to close their pool. Because we are not. The county executive is. It's that simple. So please help get that message out.
I will. Thank you very much. We have started calling his office as well. Thank you.
Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you. I wanted to reiterate what Supervisor Collins just said. This is the county executive's budget. But in addition to that, ma'am, county buildings are public buildings, and therefore you as a member of the public can hang whatever you deem fit to hang in the building unless it's something that's vulgar or crude. And we've sadly had that happen at Kosciuszko Community Center where somebody comes in and hangs up a sign that's not whatever. But my father actually, and my father is somewhat of a rabble-rouser. He's 76 years old and wanted to pass recall petitions in the city of South Milwaukee in their senior center, and actually went to the city attorney, and the city attorney gave him permission to do such because it is a public building. If you've ever been at City Hall, there's also people generally collecting petitions or signatures for various things there. So our parks buildings are public buildings. But just to be on the safe side, when you leave out, if you stop in room 201, we have posters for our public hearing, which is going to be held on November 4th at the War Memorial at 4 p.m. And so you could hang that at Noyes Pool and let people know that if they want to come and voice their concerns, that they can do that at that meeting. And since it's being sponsored by the county board, I don't think that the pool director will have an issue with it being hung at the pool. I also wanted, just so that you're aware, and I wasn't sure if you heard, that the parks director, Mr. Darville, also mentioned that these closures were not in the budget that he submitted to the county executive. And I think that's important for people to know as well. So it was not in his initial budget. This is something that the county executive added, which obviously is his purview. He can do that. But I think it's important for the public to know that as well.
Well, thank you. That's good information. Okay, and our posters were informational, purely informational.
Right, okay. And I trust that.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Bradley, the letter that you read, you made public by reading it. I wanted to know if I could have a copy of it.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. My name is Patricia Joseph. I live at 7356 North 87th Street. I've been a resident of the 18th District for 25 years. I really never noticed Noyes Park as long as I've been in the area. I've never received any information regarding the pool. It was word of mouth that the pool did have water aerobics. And I began to go to the pool approximately 2 years ago after retirement. I've worked in the city of Milwaukee 38 years. My passion is for seniors as well as children. That was my profession. And to hear of the pool closing and possible skateboarding park, it was distressing to me, and it made me become aware that I had to become a part of this process, and that's why I'm here. I've been enlightened about how things operate. I've gained a lot of information about a number of things, but I am totally against any amenities as far as a skate boarding park or a splash pad being added to that area. I appreciate all that has been said, and I was sitting here thinking, you know, well, I've never been asked or I've never gotten any information as to what my opinion would be, and I appreciate that being brought forward, and I do believe that there is an obligation to the constituents and to the community, and I'm very happy and relieved to know that the majority of the supervisors feel that. And so I'm encouraged, and I just wanted to be put on record that I am against anything that would close Noyes or Pulaski Pool. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, Ms. Joseph? Thank you very much, ma'am. Ms. Gum?
Good morning, everybody. And I just want to admit that I am the indigent population of Milwaukee, and I have lived in Milwaukee my entire life. And I'm not going to repeat anything that I did say on Friday, except I did forget a key issue. My grandson is 11 years old. He is a huge Tony Hawk fan. He owns 4 skateboards, and there has been not one time when we have been to Noyes together that he has taken any of those skateboards with him and has never asked, could he, and I would not say no. We go to all the splash pads on the north side, okay? So I know where to find one. I go to Noyes with my grandchildren regularly, and we do have our family pass, like I said, to Schultz Lincoln. And I would like to know, since Friday, what flyer has been developed about anything about the positive things that go on in these indoor pools, and I would like to take it on. Who is the person responsible for making those flyers and the information to the public, and I will put them either on cars, in wherever I'm supposed to put them. When I go to Pick and Save, I can stand outside there and just say, hey, you know, are you aware that there's a swimming pool that you can go to inside? Get me those flyers, whoever it is. And are we able to ask questions here?
Yes.
No, no. You can ask, but you might not answer.
I'm not going to ask you anything personal.
No. You can
and
ask.
Then my education level is a GED, so if you want to excuse that, I do
no,
appreciate that. But
you can pose your question.
Okay. I'd like to know, is there anyone here that has ever been to Noyes or Pulaski? Thank you very, 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 very much. And please join us if you have not been there with us. You know, we do have the exercise class at 9 o'clock in the morning and the other one at 10, but there's one at noon, and then there's one at 6 or 7 right when you get off of work. So, you know, how can you criticize something you've never tried? And that's what I'd like to know. And that's the key thing is who in this department would get those flyers out or those surveys. And that brochure that Supervisor Alexander of that area, when I just looked at that, I have to say to you, just seeing the word in there, that some county supervisors promote illegal contracts. And the more that I sit here and the more that I hear, and then when he said there's a $5,000 patch somewhere, come on. I just, you know, noise and exercising is so important to me that it's what I've been doing for over about 8 years now. And going to Pulaski, when I lived on the south side, I lived off of Main, between the borderline off of Holly Road. That group is beautiful. I still have contact with those girls, and I still go there sometimes. So the relationships that we have all built up together, you know, is outside of the pool. But I just want to say that somebody or whoever or whatever, to try to close something, please, like I said last week, just charge me a dollar more. Before I sit here and cry, I'm just sick of the illegal stuff.
Ms. Gum?
Ms. Gum? You got any questions? I'm sorry.
No, it's not a question.
I didn't mean to be rude, but no. I just can't take... I saw that brochure about illegal activity.
It's a comment.
Okay, sorry.
Back in 1986 and 1987, I was a staff member at the Val Phillips YWCA.
Okay.
Over on Tetonia, just south of Capitol.
Right.
And what we would do, I think it was every week, we would take the students in the day camp, participants in the day camp, I should say, up to Noyes Pool. We went that far, from Tetonian Capitol to, what is it, 79th and Good Hope?
84th
and Good Hope. To take them up there. And so, since you asked if anybody's been there, I've been in the water. I've been
in 1986.
Yeah. And I've known that since then, because we've had seniors who live in the Granville area who have indicated that they've used that pool extensively for therapeutic work. In other words, they go there 3-4 times a week so that they can swim, so they can be involved in aerobics, various activities to deal with their conditions. So I just wanted to offer that.
So your point was you were there in 86. When are you coming back?
Oh, I've been there since then, but I was in the water in 86, 87.
Well, you're just proving that if a Y could do the program and bring the people to us, mm-hmm. that's the proof in itself that noise is needed, Pulaski is needed, or just even to go right around the corner there. There's no pool in that area. And then they want to bring up what pool in this city is going to be for the handicapped? Gensland. And that's down on Humboldt. So who wants to go that lives on the way, way
Humboldt
north side?
Yes.
You know, I have bus tickets now in my wallet. You know, with being unemployed, it's getting real difficult to decide. And I have to purchase that $30 pass every 6 months or every, you know, when I can go. It's getting to be a struggle even to afford noise. And if I don't go to noise, I don't know what I'm going to do besides be stiff and hurt and be in pain. My knees are shot.
Thank you. Please, ma'am. Did you have questions of her?
Just a comment, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
We have a lot of facilities that I don't use. That doesn't mean I don't support them. So.
Oh, no, I didn't want to impose that. I wasn't trying to think that you guys weren't supporting anything. I would just like to say, please come and enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, I golf every other year, but it doesn't mean that I go and cut it, you know. I did want to comment on one other thing. The statements you read in that newsletter, I would describe those as political propaganda.
Right.
Very carefully worded, regularly misleading, some outright untrue, including that characterization about some illegal activity. It said something about some vote on a minimum wage. There was no such thing. Other things that are in there that were I find despicable. I would not put too much stock in those statements and consider the source in that that same person basically put her marker down last year saying that she would support closing the pool in her own district. Now, she may have, now that she's hearing from people, maybe she's having a change of heart, it sounds like, potentially, but... you know, proof will be in the votes. So,
and then, but on that propaganda thing or whatever it's called, the Milwaukee County stamp is on that.
It's
on that.
It's her prerogative and to put whatever she
but
wants
But what I'm
out
saying, then my question would be, is how come we don't have anything with the Milwaukee County stamp to share with the public? I would like some flyers. Stamp it with my name. If she can say those things about you guys and if they're all lies, then how come we can't have something to promote?
Thank you, ma'am. Supervisor
Haas. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. In fact, ma'am, I was going to make a suggestion along those very lines. Briefly, I'm stunned but not really surprised to hear that there's some propaganda insulting us from a person who last week, rather than sit here and listen to her many constituents, went to record a TV program for more propaganda purposes. That said, ma'am, I represent part of the South Side, and for a lot of my parks, I've organized these Friends of the Park groups.
Yeah.
And they've done a lot for the parks.
I brought that up.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, I'm sorry, I forgot you were with us last week. Okay.
That was a good idea.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Not mine, but thank you very much. Please do look into that. That could be one of the best things you can do for your park, because it is your park. It's our park, but it's your park, you know. Talk with your neighbors and other folks from around this area that use those parks and get it together. You'll do more good than you can imagine right now.
And I'd like to say, when I go to class, I do approximately 600 leg kicks. I can hardly do 40 or 50 outside of the water.
Thank you.
So do 600 leg kicks. Show me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any other comments, questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you, sirs. And ladies, thank you so much for letting us speak. You guys are so kind and educated. I'm like overwhelmed when I come down here, but I learned so much.
Don't be.
We'll take a recess until 1:10.